الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in سورة البقرة: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said: O you who believe, take help from sabr and from salah. And verily Allah is with those who have sabr, who are sabirin. I remind myself anew that this morning there was a call, there was an invitation from the palace of the king. And not the king on paper, not the kings of these lands who are kings today and tomorrow, they are gone. This is the king who does not, whose kingdom never ends. A king who is a king forever. الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. There was a call from his palace inviting us to enter the palace. And the king doesn't call to ask us for anything because he is الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. He does not need anything. He calls to give. The call was to say, who wants success? Come here. Who wants success? Come here. My point is, all of us who are sitting here, we came. But how many of us came with that understanding? How many of us came to take success? How many of us came with the eagerness to take success? When the iPhone was launched, you know and I know, there were people who slept on the pavement of the shop, outside the shops which were selling iPhones. They spent the night in the cold on the pavement to buy one piece of junk. How many of us come to a masjid with that eagerness? That this is something which I am going to get something from here. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that you will never get khushu in your salah until you understand that this salah solves the problems of this world. Not for the akhirah. Akhirah to jo hone hoga. Akhirah will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward, inshallah. But he used to say that you will never get the sweetness of salah, you will never get the khushu in salah until you understand and realize that this salah solves your problems here, right now. And my point, my question to myself is that if my salah cannot even get me a piece of bread, if my salah cannot even get me enough money to survive with dignity in this life, how is that salah going to take me across the bridge of Sirat? How is that salah going to help me on the Day of Judgment? How is that salah going to open the door of Jannah for me? How is the salah going to come to my aid in the qabr when I am lying there without any helper? This salah can't even get me a piece of dry bread. If I am hungry, may Allah save us from the indignity of asking anybody. But today, in this world, while we are here, alhamdulillah, all of us have enough friends that we don't really have to go hungry. You can always go to some friend's house and he will feed you. But what are we going to do in the qabr? So this salah, if it cannot even solve our worldly problems, which are really nothing if you look at them, how is this salah going to help us on the Day of Judgment? And why is that? Because we don't even understand what that salah is. And I'm talking about those who go into the masjid to pray. I'm not talking about those who are not here, who have not come to a masjid, who are sleeping. I will leave them, forget them. That's their lookout. I am talking about those who actually took the trouble to wake up in the morning, make wudu, come to the masjid. My question is, you came with what? Why did you come? Some of us came because we have to go. Some of us came because it is our masjid is there, close to the house. Some of us came out of habit. Okay, I do every day. Some of us came because we have to pray. Alhamdulillah, we'll pray. Some of us came because it will give us 27 times the reward. All of it is okay. As long as you come, that's fine. My point is, how many of us came to say, today I've got all these issues, I'm going to go solve them. Today I need these things, I'm going to go ask. Because he called. He called. He put some muezzin there to call on his behalf. I'm not going on my own. Farak hai ne? If I go on my own, I'm going hammering on the door. Who are you? Why did you come? Who called you? No, you called. I am responding to an invitation which was sent. So after you call, then I come. You can't turn me away. Why did you call me? How many of us here are here or come here with that understanding? May Allah forgive us. Everything in the world is more important than coming in the masjid for salah. Why? Because we don't understand. We do not understand. I'm saying the ones who come, come without understanding. That is why we have to keep on coaxing. Please come, please come, please come. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We don't understand that as long until we take care of the masajid of Allah, Allah will take care of us. The day we ignore and neglect the masajid of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from us. We don't understand this. We don't understand what we get out of here. If I tell you, all of us are, yesterday I met some friends of mine, you know, they are retiring in March. So people of my vintage, we are all at so-called retirement age. Some of us have our own business and so on, so there is no retirement age, but effectively that's what we're saying, 58, 60, 60 plus, whatever, so-called retirement age. So if you ask me, what is your retirement plan? What have you done? If I tell you my retirement plan is that I've got these investments, I've got these apartments, I've got these shops, these buildings, I've got this much money here invested, that much money there invested, you'll say, oh, very good, fantastic, very wise man. Very wise man. You're taking care of yourself and you've taken care of your family and you will live with dignity and so on until the end of your days. Yes or no? But if you ask me, what's your retirement plan? I say, my retirement plan has got a name. That name is called Allah. What will you tell me? If I tell you that, you ask me, what's my retirement plan? And if I tell you my retirement plan is called Allah, what will you tell me? Seriously, honestly tell me, what will you tell me? You'll say, you're bloody mad, you're crazy. That's the reality check. That is the reality check. We have more iman in an apartment which will probably never get a tenant, dead investment until you sell it, than we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, who can give you that rental every day from various sources and who can give you a life with such barakah that you don't even need that rent. We have more reliance on a health insurance plan. If I get sick, if I have to have open heart surgery, if I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that, this health insurance plan will take care of it. We've got more faith in that health insurance plan than in the one who can ensure that you never get sick. You don't need a health insurance plan. Who is your health insurance? What's your health insurance plan? What is it called? It's called Allah. ऐसा बोले तो पागल है होता दीवाना है बुढ़ा क्या क्या की बोले रहा ऐसी आई होप दैट इज वॉट पीपल विल से व्हेन आई डाई दीवाना बुढ़ा वैसे मर गया दीवाना बात कर करके मर गया Seriously ask yourself. Seriously ask yourself. And I'm not saying this because I'm uneducated. I write the books which people teach you in college. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the ill effects of education. Education separates us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Disconnects us from the source of power. What good is that education? If that is what education does, where it disconnects you from the source of power, what is the good of the education? I'm saying this because Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a masjid literally in our house. It is our responsibility to take care of it. Many people advise me, whenever I say, you know, please come, open the masjid early, come, let's... People say, no, we must appoint an imam. What have I always said? When any time you say appoint an imam, what do I say? I say do it after you pray my salatul janazah in this masjid if I die here. After that, no problem, do what you want. Why don't we do it? Because I am not going to allow anybody in the face of this planet while I am alive to take away from me the izzah of opening the masjid, of calling adhan, of coming and praying here, of leading salah. No one is going to take that from me as long as my Rabb wants to give it to me. And that's why I say, no imam. We do the imamat. No paid imam. We do. Allah has given us this izzah. You want to give it away? So if an imam is appointed, what will happen? Without the imam, if people don't come, if an imam is appointed, what will happen? He'll pray alone. People will still not come. The issue is for people to come. And people will come only when people understand the benefit which is in it for them. Believe me, we are not going for anybody else's benefit. We are going for our own benefit. We are going because we were called. We are going to go and ask for our own issues. We are going to go and ask Allah, Ya Allah, solve my problems. These are my issues. These are the things I need. Please give me. Unless that reality comes, and that's why may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the darajat of Maulana Sayyid Mas Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi and fill his qabr with nur. That is why he used to say, until you understand that the solution of your problems of this world lies in this salah, you will not pray and you will not get that khushu and you will not get that sweetness in salah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to this great secret, so-called secret. It's not a secret because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the kitab and he sent his Nabi to explain this secret. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and to help us to understand the beauty and value of the salah, to understand the beauty and value of the masjid, so that we don't need any encouragement to take care of the masjid, to ensure that the masjid is always abad, always populated, and to ensure that we come and we pray, and when we come with that eagerness, we come with that khushu, we come with that happiness, we come to get something and take something from here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your salawat and your efforts. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.